Hey again, it's Complex. I'm back. It's 1:38 in the morning right now, and I'm really just getting started, so let's see what's up for tonight. It's getting pretty cold out, but boy, those neon lights sure will keep you warm if you stand close enough. I had to wear my big jacket today. I haven't pulled that one out since February. But you know, they say that back in the early 2000s, it got even colder this time of year, and sometimes down south it would even snow, so go figure. I've never been down south, but I don't think you need a jacket there, like, any time anymore. Let's see, well, I started last week's show with a tarot reading, so I should probably keep that up. Maybe that'll be my thing. Everyone has a thing, right? At least everyone who's any kind of performer. And I guess that's what I've been my whole life. I think everything I've done has been performance art. Anyway, tarot cards, yeah. Let's see. This week we've got a Seven of Cups reversed. Alright, Well, this card usually talks about temptation and something sort of diverting you from the path you need to go on. There's a goal you're after, and then something comes along that seems newer and shinier, but it's temporary and it's not really going to get you where you want or need to be. It's just going to hold you up, confuse you, and distract you. I don't really know what that could be for me. I don't really have any goals, except not starving to death and making rent every month. Rent here fucking sucks, guys. Night City is so goddamn expensive. But, I mean, I've never really been outside of it, so I don't really know what it's like outside of it, actually. Are there other cities like here? I know this is supposedly the biggest and most technologically advanced, but whatever. Following up on the news from last time I tuned into you guys, Miss Polly's event was very fun. I did actually wind up going, and she was sweet enough to give me a free hot chocolate. That lady, God, she's the sweetest person I think I've ever met. While I was there, though, I heard about some shit that's been going on lately. Someone was talking about some hacker who's coming up. He's apparently been mostly targeting businesses. Not small ones, but those big richy-rich ones in the inner sectors, you know? Like Sprawlmart and some of those big tech stores. And those big upgrade places. Kesla and Smartbody and shit like that. Apparently this dude... I say dude, we don't know, okay? This person... They've been wiping people's debts clean, and erasing system information in these stores about people. Mostly people in the outer sectors, it sounds like. I can't believe I haven't heard of this yet. I mean, it's fucking brilliant, is what it is. This person, they're a hero in my heart. I don't know if they said the police have caught on yet. It's only been one or two incidents, but the guy who was talking about it seems to think it's the same person. Wonder how he knows about it. I mean, I doubt it's him, though. That's definitely not why he knew. I mean, it was Cherry, for God's sake. I wouldn't have even believed it if someone else hadn't said they'd heard the same thing. Any of you guys know that prick? Jesus, I hate him. Once he asked me if he could borrow $500 to pay off some guy. Probably someone he owed because he asked them to give him $500 to pay off someone else. That's the kind of shit he pulls. I've got no idea how he saved his ass on that one. Since it was a couple months ago. Some poor sap must have fallen for it and let him borrow some. Not my problem when he gets knifed in an alley because he finally pissed off one too many people. I mean, okay, he always bothered me, but it's not like I'm gonna kill him or anything. He's alright, I guess. Just real stupid. You know what? I don't want to talk about him anymore. Or anything. Let's take a music break. I need some more acid breath anyway. See ya.
Thank you.
Alright, what's up, fuckers? I'm back, and it looks like I'll be awake for a few more hours now. Hopefully. I mean, I've got work to get back to after this, you know? Down on 75th. Anyway. Okay, you know what? I'm not very good at this, right? And I'm not gonna pretend like this is some, like, actual radio show, okay? You aren't coming here to hear the latest news or whatever, and if you are, I'm sorry, but you've stumbled into the wrong place. This is just me yelling into a microphone, mostly. So, like, fuck it. Here's the deal. My friend, well, okay. Yes, friend. We've known each other since we were 7, and his name is Possum, and he's just... he's this big, dumb sweetheart. And he always gives me rides places, and sometimes I crash at his place when my landlord's being a real dick. And he came to the opening, right? And this girl, she was hitting on him. And I just... it really fucking upset me. Like, why did it upset me? Do I have a crush on him? I've never had a crush on anybody. Not in the 21 years I've been here. Not a soul. So why him? Why now? And what the fuck do I do about it? I mean, I don't know who he likes. Boys or girls or in between bitches like me. Or nobody, maybe? I mean, I've never seen him have a date, so who knows? Whatever. I don't want to think about it. We'll see. I guess. I mean, fuck. Don't get me started, okay? Anyway, this is Complex, signing off from radio station Night City 176. Thank you for listening to whatever that was, and good night, I guess. They Might Not by the artists Puddle of Infinity. The outro music is Shoulder Closers by Gunnard Olsen. And the break music was Echoes by Young Logos. All music is free to use from the YouTube audio library. If you'd like to keep up with us, follow us on Twitter at NightCity176 to hear about each show we put out. If you'd like to support us, go to anchor.fm/nightcity176/support, where you can support us monthly at 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll stick around. Goodbye.